This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're live 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. through 11, we broadcast from the farm right here in Missouri. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast with us. Werner Bach has joined us. He is in New Brunswick, Canada. Welcome, Werner Bach.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning to your listeners. Hopefully we got something to contribute in educating our fellow men.
You know, Werner, you and I are both farmers, and we're separated by well over 1,000 miles. You're in New Brunswick, Canada. I'm in Missouri in the United States. And I wanted to share something with you. I hope I don't embarrass our engineer, John. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. He was telling me about some difficulty he's having with his automobile, and the exhaust system has failed. He purchased the vehicle used, and he thought it would be about a $400 job or a $200 job, and it turned out to be a $2,000 job. Now, the reason I'm mentioning all of this is because, Werner, you and I talked before the broadcast about, you know, you have to be a jack of all trades to be a farmer, and that's what today's broadcast is about. It's about, you know, what do you have to know and what do you have to do and what kind of skills do you have, what kind of tools to be a farmer. So while we were connected at the top of the hour, at about 9 o'clock Central Time, and during the couple of minutes that I chatted with John, our engineer, I asked him how it's going. He told me about his car. I immediately looked up the parts for him, and I found that he can get the parts for less than $200 for the muffler and the exhaust pipe. And if he needed the entire exhaust system, front to back, it's less than $200 plus $200 for both pieces. So the bottom line is that's what farmers do. Farmers try to figure out what's involved and how can they do it themselves. So I'm going to encourage John, our engineer, to consider doing this job himself. And I said he's going to be on his back and he's going to be under the vehicle, you know, if he doesn't have a lift. But I think it's worth the effort and the exercise in learning how to do this if he hasn't done it already before. So that was my thought about that. And so, Werner, When you, yes,
Vincent, may I just put something in there? This was a few years ago, here on, I think it was on CBC, Fifth Estate or one of those programs, and they were testing the repair services that were being provided by the automotive dealers and so, and they started on the East Coast here, a new car. They just took off one vacuum line, you know, at the system there, you know, and they disconnected it. And then they made a trip right across Canada. Mm-hmm. Dealerships and including, nationwide repair franchises, mm-hmm. and so on, and mm-hmm. The estimate was from, I think, $1,200 to replace things on the engine and so, and engine job and everything, to nothing. Finally, they ended up in British Columbia, and they stopped at the garage, and they asked the mechanic there, what's wrong with that car? It doesn't run right, you know? So he looked it over, and he stuck that little rubber hose back on, you know? And so the reporter asked him, what do I owe you? Oh, it's nothing. It's just good service.
Yeah.
So well, that means, in other words, we are taken for a ride by a lot of those so-called experts in their businesses, including big national change.
Absolutely. And I remember, Werner, when I was in high school, I worked at a Texaco gas station, and I learned radiator repair and air conditioning service, as well as oil changes and brakes and exhaust systems and those kinds of things. And I was just a young guy. I was a teenager and working after school at the Texaco station. And when someone came in with a problem like that, and they'd say, you know, I don't know what to do, I'd say, well, would you like me to look at it? And I'd look under the hood, and if I found something, and there always were problems like that. The vacuum lines would crack at the point where they would connect to a steel fitting. And I would just maybe snip that off, snip the little piece off the end, push on a fresh, you know, a fresh end, and that would be it. It'd be as simple as that, and they would say the same thing. What do I owe you? And I'd say, absolutely nothing. I'm glad to be able to do it and save you some money. And that's how I handled it as well, because what did it cost me? Absolutely nothing. What did it do? It benefited the Texaco station, because that guy would say, wow, I can't believe it. They didn't charge me. Can you imagine that? And so we built loyalty in our customers because we treated them the way we would like to be treated.
And we shall not forget, the higher the bills are, the more tax is there involved. Basically, in those fraud cases, the silent partner in that fraud scheme is the government.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I was thinking, I mentioned this to my wife many times over the years, that if we had to pay what other people have to pay for things, we wouldn't be able to have this farm. If we had to call a plumber to fix a leaky faucet, that would be, you know, $400 job, which is crazy. It's absolutely crazy, because you can buy a new faucet that'll last easily 10 years for $50. But you're going to have a little spanner wrench to put that thing in, and that's going to cost you another $5. You know, if you get it on eBay. But you just have to know what to do. And how do you know what to do? Well, you look up, you get on the internet, and you look up leaky faucet or replace faucet, DIY for do it yourself. And you can learn how on the internet through some of these YouTube videos what to do. And by the way, class, that is the plan for some of the things that we're going to teach you at the USA Prepares Village. We're going to teach you how to do all kinds of things that you need to do. And that could just be one of them. So if you're interested, class, in becoming a forum moderator, or if you've got some particular skills that you'd like to share with us at USA Prepares, maybe be involved in teleseminars or teach people whatever your expertise area is, like mechanics, auto mechanics, diesel mechanics, heavy equipment, whatever it is. We'd love to hear from you, and just let us know at USA Prepares. And the way you can do that is send me an email, Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, at USAPrepares.com. By the way, I'll be giving a couple seminars this weekend, starting tomorrow, in Sevierville, Tennessee, at the Greater Smoky Mountain Survival Expo and Gun Show. So if you'd like to get those gun-related items, or if you'd like to buy a gun, a rifle, pistol, shotgun, ammunition, accessories, that's the place. That's the place. That's Saturday and Sunday, May 14 and 15th, at the Sevierville Convention Center, Sevierville, Tennessee. And I will be, it's at the RK Prepper Show. And I will be there, rkpreppershows.com. I'll be there presenting two seminars about the grand lies that governments tell these huge lies. I'll be talking about that and how you can discern the truth. Because if you don't know the truth, you can't prepare. So I'm going to teach you how to think for yourself. I'm also going to teach you how to start your own business. Any business, any kind of business that you are passionate about, and how you can take the same tax deductions that the rich take. Great, great seminars. And these are the this is how I live, okay? I'm not teaching you something that I read about. This is something that I've learned through experience over the years. I'm going to share that with you this weekend. And if you'd like to have dinner with us, some of your instructors, Craig Douglas and I, and maybe some other instructors will be joining us. I don't know who they might be. But we're going to go out to dinner. And if you'd like to join us, Dutch treat, that means each person pays for his or her own. We're not going to have an expensive dinner, but it'll be a learning experience. And by the way, if you start your business, that too is a potential tax deduction. Werner, so farmers, we have to learn everything, don't we? We have to be a jack of all trades.
Well, and we have to be always willing to learn. And when I first started out, and we used to take the tractor to the repair shop, and as a young fella, I always started asking questions because I wanted to learn, you know. And I didn't want to leave it all into the hands of the so-called professionals, because it has been always that way. Some of the professionals, they want to basically pull you over the table and overcharge and so on. And the way I grew up, we didn't have plenty of money. You know, it was always a daily struggle of survival. And what you can do by yourself and without paying big money for it, you had to do it in order to survive.
And, you know, Werner, I replaced a water pump. Our son and I replaced a water pump on a big tractor. And I bought a kit to rebuild this water pump. It's a cast iron water pump. It's pretty heavy. And a new one, I believe, is about $700+ from John Deere. A rebuilding kit was a little over $100. And I decided to bring it to a water pump rebuilder that had all the specialized tools to press the fittings on and so forth. And the total bill with the parts that I provided, everything was about $200. How much would that have cost me if I had John Deere fix it? Well, they'd have to bring out a tractor trailer. They'd have to haul my tractor away. It'd be probably gone for a week. And the bill would have been about $2,000. So for about 10%, I was able to work with my son, do something I've never done before on that particular tractor, is replace that kind of water pump, and it works fine.
Yep.
And all you have to do is roll up the sleeves. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Werner Box with us. And we've been talking about some of the skills that you may need to have if you decide to become a farmer. And as we're talking about this, it requires being a handyman. And you're going to have to get greasy, and you're going to have to, you know, roll up your sleeves, and you're going to have to work under equipment, you're going to have to work on top of equipment, you're going to have to work alongside of equipment, and there are going to be lots of failures. If there's one thing that farmers know, everything breaks, especially when you need it to work. That's when it breaks. And when I was thinking about tractors, and when someone decides to become maybe a hobby farmer for the first time, they think, okay, I need to get some equipment, but what kind of equipment do I need to get? And that's where it gets a little tricky, because it depends on many factors. What would you say, you know, when you think about your very first tractor and you bought your first tractor, what went into that decision, and how big of a tractor, and whether it was new or used, what went into that?
Well, you have to do some shopping around, and you mentioned that you got one of those green monsters, and I don't think it would be one of my first choices about those John Deere tractors.
Now, wait a minute. They're only green monsters because of the company that services and sells them. They wouldn't be green monsters if they weren't overpriced and if they didn't gouge you for parts and service, right?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. And I stick to the simple things. Right from the start, when I came here, I opted for a Ferguson, you know. Mm-hmm. Massey Ferguson. I started out with a little 35, three-cylinder. Mm-hmm.
Now, how many horsepower is a 35 Massey Ferguson?
Oh, it ranges anywhere between 35 horsepower and something like 45 horsepower. You know, the later models but they still got the same displacement, same basic engine.
And, now, is that diesel? Is that diesel?
It's a diesel. It's a diesel. Mm-hmm. And it's the most built and most used, was the most used tractors worldwide. Even in other countries, in Yugoslavia and India and other countries, they built the same model over and over again. Because it was
now, why, Werner, why do you consider that important? I agree with you, but why? Let's share with our class why it's important to have one that is a high production item, made lots of them, they're all over. Why is that important?
Availability of replacement parts. You can get them even, I think, in the aftermarket, and then you can... where tractors are being scrapped, you can get used parts.
Right.
At a fraction of the price. And right. You don't have to wait half of an eternity before the parts get delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly right. And if you can find a tractor that is common in your neck of the woods, wherever you may be living, whether it be a Case or an International, a John Deere, Massey Ferguson, whatever it may be. Now, that is really worth considering because it will break, and you will need parts. And, you know, I have a little John Deere, another John Deere tractor, a little one. It's only 20 horsepower, and we use it as a lawnmower around the farm. And that darn thing has a belt that you absolutely cannot get that belt at AutoZone, Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, Advance Auto. No one sells this exact belt to fit. And if you don't have the exact belt, the alternator will run into the belt will run into other parts on the engine. And it's annoying because you can't get that common part. And that's what I believe you meant by the green monster, the big green monster, that, you know, you're stuck buying a belt that may be $30, which should normally cost $5.
And something else, for example, when you, this is what I noticed over the years, the different makes, for example, when you need bearings, you know,
yes.
A standard bearing won't fit because generally those manufacturers, they select sizes that are in between. So you
in
have
between,
to go
right.
back to the original dealership in order to get that special part or that special bearing or, like you said, that special belt. And that's
yeah.
where they rate you over the coals.
So, Werner Bach is with us. He's in New Brunswick, Canada. He and I are beating up John Deere because the parts are really hard to find in many cases.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Werner Vox with us, and we're talking about tractors. And Werner has a Massey Ferguson Model 35. I think sometimes it's called a TO35. Werner, I looked up the price during the break, and I found a 1957 Model 35. 1957. That's 59 years old. 59 years old. Sale price, $4,300. I found another one, a 1958, and that's available for $3,600 U.S. I found another one, a 1976. Now, that's 40 years old. A 40-year-old Massey Ferguson tractor, the kind you're talking about. This one is gas-powered, 35 horsepower, $6,500. Now, I guess the point I'm trying to make is that seems to be a tractor that people want, because it wouldn't have held its value so long if it wasn't a good tractor.
It's the most built tractor that ever built.
Mm-hmm. And $6,500 for a 40-year-old tractor. Now that this is at tractorhouse.com on the internet. So, you know, you might be able to find one for less, you might be able to find one for more, but it certainly seems to be a tractor that is holding its value. Werner, I can't imagine that this tractor, brand new, in 1976, could have cost much more than $6,500, the current asking price of 40 years later.
Oh, I don't think so.
Later.
I think it was somewhere around $2,500 in that line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, so here's the next question, Werner, and this is something that I agonize with. You know, you can buy an import tractor, a Coyote or a Long or some other brand that really is not one of the major brands. Like the major brands would be a Massey Ferguson or a John Deere. Maybe even New Holland might be considered a major brand. An International or a Case or something like that would be a major brand. But you can buy a brand new non-major brand tractor for maybe 40% less. I have never done that. I've stayed with the major brands, the ones that are really popular, because I'm concerned about parts. What are your thoughts?
Well, here in this neck of the woods, some, for example, Kubota, they sell pretty good and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Japanese and now Chinese manufacturers, they become a serious competition for the North American tractor makes. And it's a similar situation as it was with the cars. When the first Japanese cars showed up here in North America, people were laughing about. But the big automakers, they are not laughing anymore about the Japanese because they give them a run for their money now.
Yeah, actually, they've taken over. Right.
Yeah.
Would you, given the same amount of money, would you buy a new 40-horsepower tractor of one of these, you know, up-and-coming brands? Or would you buy a used major brand like Massey Ferguson or Ford or Case or International or John Deere? What would you do with the same money? Same horsepower, same money. New versus used, assuming that the used one is in, you know, operable condition and looks like it'll last a long time.
As I say, those brands and those makes that have proven themselves out over half a century, you know, there must be something good to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's why I mentioned about the Massey Ferguson, the three-cylinder diesel, the MF35. And what I understood, the best quality made was the ones made in England.
Mm-hmm.
In North America, second in line. But what I understood, the ones that were made in India and in the former Yugoslavia, they were not quite up to snuff.
Right. Right. And there are tractors that you can get from Russia that aren't so good either.
When I first saw the Belarus, I would say they looked to me like they were about 30 years behind the technology.
That's right. That's right. They look like
dinosaurs
antiques.
Compared to.
Right. Right. And we're talking about, you know, Russian tractors from the former Soviet Union. Okay. Werner, what size... If someone were to buy a farm for the first time, how would you advise that person to, what would you say to look for? What kind of land, what kind of topography, what are the things that go into picking that farm location where a person's going to be a farmer for the first time?
Well, it just depends what you want to branch out into in farming.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to have a diversified farm, with little woodlot with it, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it always comes handy. Mm-hmm. And it makes you more independent. When you got your own woodlot, you can produce by a little band sawmill, and you can produce your own lumber when you do have to do any building, you know. And basically integrated, the farm have it as an integrated unit. Because if you have to go out too much and buy things because you don't have them on the farm, then you can be taken advantage already by the business community.
Mm-hmm. What Werner, what you said, I think might have surprised some of our class. What you're talking about is finding a location that has some woods on it, some timber, so that you can cut your own trees for your own lumber. Now, that's something that's pretty foreign to many people. They wouldn't even think of cutting a tree to make lumber. Well, that's what farmers do. Farmers cut trees and make fence posts out of cedar trees. They find the right size cedar tree, cut them, and they become the fence posts. Why? Because cedar doesn't seem to rot. It lasts 40, 50 years in the ground.
Not necessarily. What's even better is tamarack.
Tell me about hakmatak. That. I don't know about
it. Tamarack, hakmatak. It's a coniferous tree that loses its needles in the fall. Grows in wet areas, swampy areas, bottomlands, and so on.
Okay. We don't have much of that here. We have a lot of rock. A lot of rocks, so that's probably why we don't have that here. But the point is that farmers use pretty much everything on their farm as best they can. They make do with what they have, and they buy very little. They buy only what they need to. However, the trend has been for farmers to become more like the rest of society, where farmers are beginning to buy things that are already made rather than make them themselves. And as we do that, as farmers, we lose the skills. You know, if we need something welded, we'll weld it right here rather than load that piece of gear up on a tractor and haul it to somebody who's a welder. Now, a guy who's a professional welder is probably going to do a much better job than we are. However, is it worth the extra money and is it worth the extra time? Not to us. So we try to learn everything that we can. When even, Werner, we have a backhoe, and we lost part of the transmission. It failed on us. We had never replaced the transmission on a backhoe before. Called the dealer. It was the price of the transmission was more than the cost of the backhoe. And we said, and then that was without hauling it out there to them. And we said no. So we called around, searched the internet. We found a rebuilt transmission for way less than a fraction of what they wanted, and we put it in ourselves. But this thing is really, really heavy, and I didn't have a way of lifting up a several hundred pound transmission up in the air. Three guys under it couldn't fit. Two guys could, but two guys couldn't lift that much weight. So I went on Craigslist and I found a transmission jack that was on rollers, and I bought it for $40. And I use that to lift up the transmission on the tractor. So what this requires is a little bit of ingenuity and a little bit of persistence, and some drive to just do it yourself. That's what I see farming is.
And when it comes to basic survival, maybe people should remember and use their own resources and their own ingenuity, because the way the government is steering down the economy and the people, it is more and more specialization. And when you are part of this specialized community, then, what shall I say, we know which way it goes. They got a lot of specialized idiots, and they're going to drive the cart over the bank until
everything
crashes.
Werner, it used to be if you went to the dentist and you said, I've got this problem, he could say, well, yeah, I can fill it, but you know what? I don't think that's going to work. This decay is so bad, I think we're going to have to pull the tooth. Well, now, if you go to a dentist and dentist says, wow, this is a big job. I'm going to recommend that you go to a specialist to have that tooth pulled. It used to be that the dentist could do that. Now the dentist doesn't do it and recommends that you go to a specialist to have it done. So now you're looking at what might have been a $35 extraction is now a $1,000 extraction, right? This is crazy.
Vincent, you're right. After I had been here for a couple of years, I had a bad tooth. So I went to to an old family doctor here in the village, you know. Mm-hmm. And he pulled the tooth, and I asked him, how much do I owe you? And he said, $5. No, $3.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him $5 because he did that so painlessly.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't a dentist. He was a doctor.
He wasn't a dentist. He was an old doctor. You know,
they don't do it around here anymore, but they used to. 10 years ago, the farmers around here would rather go to the veterinarian than to a doctor. Because the veterinarian knew pretty much. Well, same thing in Canada, isn't it?
Yeah. No, as I say, you know, I don't trust the veterinarians anymore either.
Class, hold that thought.
My plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
What you got here?
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I sent out an announcement to 5,000 of our closest friends on Facebook today. That's all I use Facebook for, is to talk about all the events that we're appearing at or what the broadcast is about, on a daily basis. Other than that, I don't use Facebook. I don't talk about, look at me here, look at me there. I don't have one of those selfie sticks so I can take pictures of myself and pat myself on the back and show you, me stuck in the mud or whatever I happen to be doing. But I will be at the RK Prepper Show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be speaking in front of groups about how to start your own business. And also the lies and how to ferret out the truth for yourself. They're two really fun seminars. And if you don't feel you got your money's worth, ask for a refund. But it's never happened. And what's the cost? It's $12 to get into the show, the RK Prepper Show. Links on the website, usapreparers.com. And it's also at rkpreppershows.com. And that is at Sevierville, Tennessee. Werner, older equipment implements versus newer. My take is that the older equipment is generally heavier in construction. What is your thought?
Well, it depends about the workability, and then it depends what kind of a soil type when you got the soil working equipment, what kind of a soil type you got, because when you got a heavy clay soil, that is very sensitive to being compacted. That will basically ruin your yields. You have to fix the equipment that's fitting for the conditions you want to use it for.
Have you found that that new equipment is way more expensive than we should be? The price is way too high compared to what we can get used equipment for?
Well, a good time to buy used equipment, what I noticed around here, is in the spring, when the big dealerships, they got an overabundance of trade-ins, used equipment, and they want to get rid of it. And so they have auction sales, and sometimes you can make pretty good purchases there.
But how do you know what you're buying, Werner? How do you know if it's going to work? How do you know? Because it's been traded in. Sometimes You know, people trade in stuff that they just absolutely have had it with. They can't fix it, and they just it's too expensive to fix. How do you know?
Well, you have to know the machinery. You have to have a look at it and evaluate it. But still, there's a kind of risk involved. But, well, that's life. Life is risk.
Right, right. I agree with you. And, you know, just about everything we have here on the farm, we purchased used. And typically, we try to buy our equipment from the individual selling it rather than from a dealer. Have you done that as well?
Most of the time, I bought the equipment. I bought it at an auction sale.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you find auction sales are the prices are better than if an individual were selling it himself?
It depends on. You have to know, have to evaluate that piece of equipment and come up with your own estimate how much you can pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And but what I noticed at the auction sales, especially with the big farms, for example, here in the neighboring province, and there are big areas where they grow potatoes and cash crop farms, you know, and they cannot afford a breakdown of a piece of equipment during harvest times or during planting times.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to upgrade their equipment more often. You can trade in the old piece of equipment, and that's where you can eventually have a pretty good bargain.
I met a farmer who had a huge 350 horsepower tractor, and this tractor was a case tractor, and it had a track, a rubber track instead of tires. And I said, "Wow, what do they cost?" He said, "Don't know. When it gets time to put new tracks on, we trade in the tractor." Can you imagine that? It's so complicated, so expensive. They'll trade in a $350,000 tractor rather than put new tracks on it. Werner Bock, hey, thank you so much for being with us. Class, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Sevierville, Tennessee this week.
Thank you, Vincent.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.